members who were working very hard. They were dedicated. They were committed. They did such things in Alex as the construction of the Peace Bridge, the completion of the One City, One Plan, transformed Ebrington Square, delivered the UK City of Culture, got £12 million Interreg funding for the North West Regional Park at Fort George. They completed the Ebrington Development Framework and other things. And despite all that, the decision was taken that they should be dismissed and they'd be made redundant, and then they lost their jobs. Now, if anybody's made redundant, the whole point about redundancy is it means the work is redundant, so therefore the employer is no work for a person. But actually what happened in this case was the work carried on. The staff were made redundant, but the work carried on, being undertaken by OFM-DFM, now the Executive Office. So in our view, that was clearly that should have been what's called the chippy transfer, which means that if a work transfers, then the staff transfer from the work from one employer to the next. That didn't happen. So the basis of our case was that the people were unfairly dismissed because they weren't allowed to transfer with the work. And although the case eventually was settled, it didn't go to a tribunal, we were absolutely convinced of the strength and the merits of our case, and we would have been prepared to have taken the case to tribunal. But very close to the time when the tribunal was due to run, we got substantial negotiations which led to a considerable financial offer for our members, and on that basis we agreed to settle the case.
There were 9 people, 4 were represented by the union, others weren't members of the union and had to pay for their own legal representation. But from your point of view, as a representative of people who were working for the organisation, in your view, given, as you've said, what they did deliver in terms of City of Culture, in terms of Fort George and the Science Park and so on, in terms of the developments there, in terms of the One City, One Plan, were they treated unfairly and were they perhaps unfairly blamed for the slow pace of delivery?
Absolutely, and there are 2 major factors there. One is that almost from its creation, Alex has been bedeviled by the fact that it hasn't had a full staffing complement. Alex has had 5 chief executives. It has had a range of other senior posts unfilled at various points in time, and it has also had a range of board members who are there to oversee the work of Alex. There's been board members missing, so they've never really had a full complement of staff in order to do all of the work. So it's not a surprise, therefore, that things maybe didn't develop as quickly as they should have done. But what really concerns us greatly is that the justification for the decision to close down Alex and to make our members redundant was the fact that a so-called independent review undertaken by a company called McClure Waters was written and produced recommendations. It was riddled with inaccuracies. It was riddled with mistakes. They omitted major points of focus. It wasn't fair. It wasn't balanced. It had no objectivity. And this went to the then First Minister and the then Deputy First Minister to make a decision. It was rushed at the very end. The Alex board were not given sufficient time to robustly defend it. So that report, in our view, needs to be comprehensively and forensically examined. The Alex board subsequently then did submit a very detailed report in which they rebutted almost all of the arguments used in the McClure Waters report, yet that was ignored and the McClure Waters report was seemed to be accepted. And in our view, it's almost like a decision had been taken to close Alex. It was a predetermined decision and a review was undertaken with its findings, which were not clear, which were not fair, which were not reasonable, which led to that decision. And it's not just that our members lost their jobs, but they also lost their reputation. Our people worked very, very hard. They were committed to the city of Derry. They've been committed to work for Alex. And yet, Alex was closed down, and there were all these rumours flying around that they weren't up to the job, that they weren't doing the job properly, etc. We don't believe any of that to be true.
And you've just, in one way, anticipated my next question, which was in terms of their future job prospects, in terms of their CVs, the fact that they worked for Alex, is that going to potentially be seen by some prospective future employers almost as a black mark? Oh, you worked for Alex. That didn't go very well, did it?
it could do. Obviously, the difficulty is that we don't really know. We'll never know, because an employer can't actually say that they won't employ someone because they worked for ILEX or any other company. But, I mean, when the rumour mill starts, inevitably some employers may take that view. Our members, many of them have, because of their age profile, have a considerable period of their working life left. Some of them have got other jobs, but not all of them have got other jobs. And that's so unfair.
From your point of view now, your members and their colleagues have received this settlement. It's been acknowledged that they were unfairly dismissed and that they have now won this case. Where to now for them?
Well, some of them have got other jobs and they've moved on with the rest of their lives. The last 3 years have been exceptionally difficult. It's been stressful. They have had a lot of anxiety, concerns, and at least now we've reached a resolution to this. There's been an agreed decision, and we've got a financial settlement for them. And whilst that goes some small way to recompense them, it doesn't give them their jobs back, and it doesn't give them their reputation back, and we want to try and get the reputation established. ILEX is obviously gone, so the jobs are no longer there in that sense, but we would like to ensure that the legacy of ILEX can live on. A lot of the things that I mentioned earlier on are things to be cherished, and our members should feel very proud of what they've achieved and not feel in any way tarnished by the fact that they were unfairly dismissed.